20 years ago today, some researchers in the Defense Department were required to change the way their computers talked to each other. In technical terms, they had to change protocols from NCP to TCP/IP. The I in IP stands for Internet, short for Internetworking. The change in 1983 made it possible for different computer networks to talk to each other, which came in handy in the Defense Department. And 20 years later, it means you can send emails around the world, do your banking from home, and worry about what your children are up to whenever they're online.
If you know enough about how things work, you're always amazed when they do. And I continue to have the same reaction. You know, when things work on the net, thinking about how many bazillions of pieces have to work, it's phenomenal.
Vin Cerf was one of the researchers who helped develop the Internet protocols for the Defense Department. A protocol, by the way, is a set of rules that tells computers how to communicate. Cerf says the new protocols were needed to keep pace with technology and help burgeoning computer networks hook up.
It now made it possible for all those local area networks, Ethernets and so on, to become a part of the system. And there was no way to do that with the old protocols. So TCP/IP was designed to future-proof the communications capability to absorb all the new technologies coming along.
And now that the Internet is 20 years old, what does one of its pioneers say about its content?
If you look at what's out there, whether you like it or not, and there's lots not to like, it is a mirror of who we are. And if we don't like what we see, the problem is not to touch up the mirror. The problem is to do something about the way we behave if we don't like what we see.
Former Internet developer Vin Cerf is currently a senior vice president at WorldCom. If what he says is true, that the Internet is a mirror of who we are, then the first day of 2003 seems like a good time to peer into that mirror. Imagine that the essence of man can be revealed simply by typing words into an Internet search engine and counting the results. Example, the word Santa yields about 14 million more results than the word Satan, a positive sign. The word peace gets about 30 million more results than the word war, though guns gets more results than butter. On the Internet, truth and fiction are almost evenly matched. Water is thicker than blood, cleanliness has godliness beat, and yes, tomato outscores tomato by a long shot. On the day Morning Edition ran its searches, the word that brought the most results was Internet, though sex was a close second. Lagging way behind sex was love. Lagging way behind love was hate. And finally, one word that got more results than hate, greed, sloth, scandal, and pestilence combined was the word hope.